Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You know, the WNBA says get in line, but I'm not sure that's going to be the final mantra. When you think about the valuations of these franchises, if the Connecticut Sun are worth $325 million, as I said a few minutes ago, what does that mean for the New York Liberty or the Seattle Storm or some of these other franchises? I mean, this is a transformative offer that reshapes the way this professional league is viewed and valued. And so it seems like a fait accompli, but is it? So we want to talk about that a little, UConn football as well, with our good friend Mike Anthony from CT Insider. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, sir. Doing well. How you doing?
I'm good. I mean, are you assuming that, you know, whether it's Lamont or the WNBA office, that it's all just a little bit of, noise, and then this is just going to happen?
I mean, I think eventually the team leaves, and I would think sooner than later, and I wouldn't be shocked if this whole thing came to fruition and became official. I think Governor Lamont's doing what he feels is right in fighting for the team being able to stay in Connecticut and doing what governors do in these situations, speak out publicly and demand certain things and express, you know, certain views about the team remaining where they are. But look, I mean, you mentioned like the value involved with such a transaction. And I've always looked at it from the Mohegan Tribe's perspective, which has some other motivations. If you buy something for $10 million 25 years ago and you can sell it for $325 million, that's a hell of a quarter century investment right there. Yep. I don't know how you pass that up. Now, there's other things tied to whether this can be all put together, I understand, like you mentioned. But from their perspective, they get an offer like that. I don't want the team to leave, but you can't blame them for acting on that.
I agree. I mean, I don't blame the tribe in the sense that it's not just the ROI you're talking about, because if they kept the team, they'd also have to spend a significant amount of money to make it work, because it's clear that within the players and they talk, I mean, it's viewed as a substandard franchise from a facility standpoint. And obviously, there's nothing out there. These young women, it's not that interesting a place to be. And
yeah, but I also commented about it not being such a desirable spot, and the price of doing business is on the rise. I mean, players are going to make more money. They would have to invest a significant amount of money in a practice facility. So if you can get that return now and avoid having to pump so much more money into it in the years
Correct.
To come, I get it.
And I do too. And I just think that, you know, as I sit here and try to champion for Hartford, I think of all the different things that could make Hartford more vibrant. I think of, you know, I always go back to UConn and wish there could be more of get one of their schools to like embed there with residents and, you know, build a mini campus or something like that. And who knows if that's a pipe dream, but if they could sell it, if this is a legitimate offer in Connecticut and they could build a practice facility that outside of the season could be used for other things and create jobs and stuff. I mean, it would be huge for Hartford, but it just doesn't feel like that has a chance.
Yeah. And I don't know enough to say whether I agree or not, but I think the hope is in some circles that it would have a chance to be something vibrant and sustainable, having the team in a Hartford or, in Connecticut, if there's some other scenario that we don't know about yet, because the WNBA is probably thinking we can get a team relocated to Boston pretty much anytime we want.
Right.
Let's do. You know, I think reestablishing a new franchise in Connecticut wouldn't come to be for quite a while. They're probably thinking we have one in Connecticut. It does well. Let's keep it here. We can get a new franchise going in Boston. But again, I come back to the tribe sitting there with this offer on their desk thinking like, well, you know, this certainly seems like a heck of an option to act on right now.
Yeah. And, you know, can the region, you know, sustain, you know, three WNBA teams and so on. But, you know, it just stinks. Right. You know, the collective self-esteem of Connecticut isn't great anyway in the sports world, outside of UConn. And it's just a bummer. You know, it's our only major sports team. And maybe we didn't respect them enough early enough. You know, I mean, maybe we didn't do enough, put enough pressure on the tribe early enough to do more or get a sale in earlier. Maybe the collective Connecticut, we took it for granted. I mean, that's certainly something that could be true. We're talking with Mike Anthony from CT Insider. I do want to pivot quick to UConn football. I mean, obviously things are starting to crank up. I know you spent some time out there. How do they look?
Well, it's tough for me to say how they look compared to how they'll have to look, or compared to how they'll look with another, you know, with an opponent lined up against them.
Sure.
But you know, the overall vibe is good there. The 3 years under Jim Mora, there was a little dip in year two, but you know, he's done a good job, as we've talked about on the air before, as I've written about. I think they feel really good about the dozens of players they've brought in. I forget the exact numbers I wrote the other day, but there's 50-something new players. There's half the roster's new, and more than half of those new players are out of the transfer portal. So you're talking, you know, and that's the reality now in college.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Sports, you're just building rosters out of budget every year. You're scrambling to get to know who's in the transfer portal. And like Jim Mora said, it's like speed dating. And you put together rosters that way. So I think they have a good amount of talent gathered. I think he's still getting to understand what the character of the entire group or what the identity of the entire group is going to look like. But I know they feel good about what they're doing, and I think we should probably trust that they do know what they're doing at this point.
Yeah, and their schedule seems a little tougher this year, too. They get a guy like Skylar Bell to come back. You talk about the portal, and this is how the reality is. They're going to have to reshape this team basically every year. But, you know, with the portal, are they selling guys who are in bigger programs with a chance to play? Are they actually able to compete money-wise in paying these guys? Like, I know Mora's a draw because he's such a good coach and he can sell them on a pathway to the NFL. But, I mean, I can't imagine some of these kids choosing UConn over, like, a Power 3 or whatever the number is now.
Yeah, well, I think they're getting a lot of kids on the way down, you know, like a kid I wrote about. Yesterday, Alex Honig, the tight end who was at TCU, he came out of Germany actually as a top-rated European quarterback and went to TCU and through two seasons only played special teams. He entered the transfer portal thinking he'd have a better opportunity at a step down, if you want to call it that. Landed at UConn and actually has converted to tight end, obviously. But that's a good example of a guy who thinks to himself, well, this isn't quite working out here and I can go elsewhere. I can go to UConn and play. And UConn is participating in rev share and has done a good job on the NIL front. So they're paying, like, look, UConn's not paying like Alabama's paying, but UConn's paying more, I believe, than the programs that it needs to compete with at that level. So I don't think the roster building is going to be
I mean, it's certainly going to be complicated for UConn and every other team in the country, but I don't think roster building, if done well, is going to be a real problem for UConn to be competitive year in and year out, because they're going to commit to a level that a lot of other programs won't.
Yeah, I mean, and Mora's, I think, is an excellent coach, and the staff does a good job. They open up August 30th against Central, and then they go to Syracuse, and then we're off to the races. It's crazy how quick the summer goes. Mike, great to catch up, and enjoy the rest of the summer, and I'm sure we'll be chasing you down again real soon.
You got it. Good to talk to you.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.